This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a closely watched indication of the post-pandemic future of work, Facebook is giving more employees the option to keep working remotely. It's announced a new plan in a memo to staff yesterday. Workers can ask to be remote or choose to come into the office at least half the time. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said he plans to spend part of his time working remotely well into 2022, which sends a key signal. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on the influence of CEO personal actions.
Come to work 3 days a week. Come only for meetings. Come whenever you want. A lot of company leaders have been announcing plans for hybrid workplaces, but business strategist Callie Williams-Yost says executives need to model the approach they want to make it work.
If leaders are in their on-site offices, no matter how many times that leader says, I do not care, this is just my personal preference, people will think that's what it's expected.
Simply allowing remote work won't be meaningful if the boss sticks to the corner office, says Sarah Sutton, the CEO of FlexJobs.
They will be still implementing that historical norm of FaceTime measurement, that they need to be there to be seen, to be measured.
She says leaders who work remotely will also have better insights into how to engage workers who can't be on site and which activities are just better in person. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.